This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history. Correction. This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Rounds, R-O-U-D-N-S, first name Anita, A-N-I-T-A, the date of birth November 8, 1951, date of evaluation January 20, 2022, follow-up evaluations on February 10, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Otis Rounds. The chief complaint, the 70-year-old female who was seen preoperatively, the HVI, the patient is a 70-year-old female who reports episodic falls beginning approximately 2 years ago, period. She then began feeling pain in the right hip, period. She was evaluated by orthopedic on June 4, 2021, period. She was told that she needed a total hip replacement, period. She underwent labs and was found to have elevated fructose, period. The surgery was subsequently canceled, period. The patient in the interim had continued with pain, which she described as aching, grabbing, and typically 6-10, but increases to 8-10 with exertion/exercise, period. Pain initially was localized to the lateral aspect of the hip, but now is radiating medial to the aspect of the right thigh, period. The patient denies any other complaints, period. The past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history includes right hip surgery for DJD, next number tonsillectomy, next number cholecystectomy, next number fibroids times 3, next number partial hysterectomy. The medications: hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams HF, Janumet, 50/1000 one daily, diltiazem, 180 milligrams daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father passed away unknown cause, mother also passed away unknown cause, period. Social history, she notes occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. She does use CBD for her pain, period. Review of systems, constitutional. She is noted to have generalized weakness, skin, no color changes, itching or rash, head, no trauma, eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, psychiatric, she has anxiety, endocrine, she has abnormal glucose tests. Hematologic, she reports easy bruising, period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, period. The patient was, correction, the physical examination, blood pressure 150/69, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 195.2 pounds. The lab work, hemoglobin A1C 8.0, TSH 1.64, the white blood cell count 4.9, hemoglobin 12.6, platelets 286, the sodium 136, potassium 4.3, chloride 95, bicarb 23, BUN 15, creatinine 0.80, glucose 158. The white blood cell count hemoglobin 12.6, platelets 286. Urinalysis reveals 1 plus white blood cell esterase, 1 plus protein, 6 to 10 white blood cells per high power field. EKG reveals sinus rhythm of 96 beats per minute. There is a T-wave abnormality in the high lateral lead. There is evidence of left anterior fascicular block. The fructosamine on 09-2421 is elevated at 312. The impression, this is a 70-year-old female who is seen preoperatively, period. She is found to have dyspnea. She was initially noted to have an aortic murmur on examination, period. She has uncontrolled diabetes, she has uncontrolled hypertension, period. The plan, I will discontinue hydrochlorothiazide. I will start on diltiazem CD 180 milligrams PO daily for blood pressure, period. She needs both an echo and a nuclear stress test given her abnormal EKG. Period. Her blood sugar is noted to be uncontrolled. She had stated that she would like to stay on the same medication initially. However, on follow-up visit of 2/10/2022, her A1C once again is noted to be uncontrolled. She is not taking Genumet. I will start her on Jardiance 10 milligrams, 1 daily, metformin 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily. Fructosamine is to be ordered, as is chemistries and repeat A1C. I will see her in 1 month. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.